As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, June the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that. I don't know about how good it is, but we've got news. Lots of that. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions. We might even get into that today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. What a crazy idea. Freedom. And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and jump into the chat room there, engage in that chat room discussion. You can also pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning, again, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM. Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. The show archives are so much more available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. And remember, we've got a website up for you again now, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Either way, I'll get you to my website. And that's under construction, but just watch as it grows in the weeks and months ahead. The overall market uncertainty this morning rocks global economic front. That'll be in the news a bit. BP is still the headliner. We'll talk about that. Midterm elections are going to reflect coming power shifts. We might talk a little bit about elections. But, of course, what I really want to do is try and get to John Stuart Mill. Boy, I've been trying to get to him for weeks now on representative government. So much we can learn from Mr. Mill. And we will take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Thursday, June the 10th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading down this morning, off $9.10 an ounce at $1,224, still above 1,200 like that. Silver off 7 cents, trades at 1,803. Will it go up a little higher today? I certainly hope so. Been looking for that $19 and $20 silver for so many months now. Platinum moves up $3, trades at $1,529 a troy ounce, and palladium up $4 at $451 an ounce. In the spot market this morning, the lows and the highs, the gold spot market, the low came in at $1,219 so far, the high at $1,233.50, so we're about a $12 or $13 spread there going. Certainly not much, but at $1,224, your gold is up year to year, $268.50 for a 28.13% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Much more to come in today's two-hour broadcast.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units. Able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 10th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go into that news, finish it out a little bit for the market news. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, once again we find gold trading down $9.10 at $1,224 an ounce. Silver off 7 cents, trades at $18.03. Platinum up $3 at $1,529 an ounce, and palladium up $4 at $451 an ounce. The boys in London set the price at $12.20 this morning. $12.20, the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA, set it at $12.20. It's trading $4 above that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States of America. The SPDR gold shares this morning bumps up a little bit, but not much. 1298.53. Excuse me, it's flat. That has no change at all. That's exactly what I wrote down yesterday morning. 1298, 1,298.53 tons of gold ostensibly in their holding. What does move up is the value, the street value. Of course, it's going to go up and down quite a bit because as the price of gold or the value of gold or the bullion price of gold moves, it's going to change. But it's rather, you know, when you're holding this much gold, it's interesting to watch. These guys can make $1 billion overnight, or at least close to that. They're holding $51.49 billion worth of gold in that exchange-traded fund. And I don't know whether you've gone up on their website and looked at it. I personally wouldn't recommend getting involved in that marketplace. I think that would be a great place to get your head handed to you if you don't know what you're doing. But you can get involved in gold for $100 a pop. for little positions, or 1/10 ounce positions, if you will, of gold in the SPDR gold shares. You might look at that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 41 at 9,899. Again, still below the 10,000 point mark. The NASDAQ closed off 12 at 2159. The S&P 500 closed down 6. And so we're seeing a little bit of a decline in the gold, a little bit more of a decline in the stocks. The SPDR is sitting in there holding the big hand and the deep pockets in the gold market. Impacts other things. Crude oil this morning moves up 34 cents a barrel. Trades at $74.72 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning on theice.com, it could be .org as well. I think it's theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. This is this trade-weighted basket of currencies. Every time you hear about people talking about the U.S. dollar, this is what they're talking about, this USDX, a trade-weighted basket of currencies. Anyway, it moves down 45 basis points, trades at 87.45, and as it moves down, it impacts the foreign exchange rates. This morning, the Canadian dollar trades out at 97 cents U.S., bumping up 89 basis points. The Mexican peso is still at 8 cents U.S., even though it moves up overnight 68 basis points. Likewise, the euro moves up 68 basis points, come back up over that $1.20 mark, and is now at $1.21 U.S. Good news for the people that deal in euros. The British pound moves up 48 basis points, trades at $1.46 against the U.S. dollar. And the Swiss franc, you want to buy Swiss francs this morning, it moves up 35 basis points, but your Swiss francs will cost you 87 cents apiece. In the bond market, the two-year bonds this morning yield is 0.74, all still just so dreadfully low. The 10-year yield is at 3.23, and 30-year bonded indebtedness, well, you can buy those bonds for yield at 4.15%. In the mortgages this morning, the fixed mortgage market, the 15-year mortgages, they moved down from 4.29% a month ago to 4.26% this morning, very nearly flat on trade so far. 30-year mortgages moved down from 5.02%, quite a big jump, to 4.82%. So once again, if you're out there in the mortgage market, the mortgage rates are still very low. They might go up in the future. We'll see. Who knows? I don't know. Be really careful about getting yourself in debt. My advice to everyone always is to get rid of your television sets, get out of debt, get out of the paper-denominated assets, get into something that you have physical possession of, physical control of, and my recommendation there is gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. But anyway, you do what you want to do. I don't advise here. We just try and give you the no-spin report. The British pound poised to plunge in London, as the company says, remains strong. This news out of Bloomberg this morning by Brian Swint, New News. BP PLC was poised to plunge to the lowest price in 13 years in London trading, as the company said it faces the Gulf of Mexico oil spill as a quote-unquote strong company. Well, there's more than just oil leaking and gushing all over the place. BP's profits are gushing as well. BP's American depository receipts closed at the equivalent of 334 pence in the U.S. dollar yesterday, which would be the lowest share price in London since 1997. It's not looking too good for British Petroleum here. BP notes that the fall in its share prices in U.S. trading last night, the company said in a statement in London today, the company is not aware of any reason which justifies this share price movement. Of course, for all of you that have been listening to the Become Vocal Local for any length of time, especially back when we were doing our business administration and our history of law series, the Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, that whole concept, we found and we discovered there, as well as when we were studying economy, that one of the things a company has is goodwill. Goodwill, no, not me, but them, they have goodwill. No, not the ones where you go and get your used clothes and appliances. Goodwill, it's something entirely different. You can have bricks, you can have mortar, you can have inventory, you can have employees, and you can have assets and stocks and shares, but you also have goodwill. In other words, your name. And the Sun King here, that happy little face, the BP, Beyond Petroleum, yeah, they're having a little trouble with their face. They're going to have a makeover, perhaps. But anyway, they're losing face. They're losing their goodwill. People are starting to not like BP. As a result, a lot of the smaller investors probably are getting out of them, but so are the big companies like Goldman Sachs and Tony Hayward and others. A little bit more here. Barry the Usurper and U.S. lawmakers are stepping up their rhetoric against BP. You've got to ask yourself why. BP sucked up Chevron, then it went after and like a big amoeba sucked up Amoco and so many others. They're in this thing almost in partnership with Anadarko. That's something you need to look up on the internet in this well project, Macondo. But the Usurper and U.S. lawmakers are stepping up their rhetoric against BP. This is the old, you know, trick that the magician points to something else. You know, they're pointing all of the problems over to BP rather than back at themselves. And I think the finger, as they say, you know, you curl your fingers up and point out. Four fingers are, you know, pointing back at you as one finger points someplace else. They need to do a little bit of a checkup from the neck up and go spend some face time in the mirror to find out where the real problems lie. But they are pointing it directly at BP, and rightfully so in this case. Representatives led by Peter Welch yesterday called on BP to suspend dividend payments. This is something that I've read over and over again the last couple of weeks. They're very concerned that there'll be a dividend distribution to the stockholders of British Petroleum at a time when everybody else has taken it in the shorts, especially all those that live down in the Gulf. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this news break and come back with much, much more. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And for all of our listeners out there that may be listening this morning on any of the terrestrial radio systems, the AM and FM broadcasters that are sending this message out to you, if you haven't got an internet-connected computer but you have any way to play an MP3 file, a data disk, you can always go to anybody that you know and send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. Again, that's show.archive@gmail.com. And the archivist will send you back a response, let you know how you can get a copy of an entire year's worth of Become Vocal Local broadcasts on one DVD disc, which you can just pop into your MP3 player and play and get access to all of those archives that you may not have access to when you're not connected to the internet. But anyway, it's show.archive@gmail.com. It's going to cost you a whopping buck. $10, big deal, huh? Probably the best deal on archive on a disc on the net. Anyhow, that's something that's available to each and every one of you. This is completely separate from my broadcast. I don't make a penny from it. It's just something that one of our listeners has done on his own volition to make it easier for you that don't have internet-connected computers. So there you go. That's the story. We're sticking to it. Or perhaps if you're out there and you are listening this morning on an internet-connected computer and you know people in your area that don't have that luxury, perhaps you could talk to your friends and see if they would like a copy of these broadcasts on a MP3 disc so that they could take advantage of it too, maybe relatives or other people like that. You do need to look out for each other, get this message out to a broader audience at all times. Back to the article again off of Bloomberg. In regards to British Petroleum, you know, they are having some troubles now. It's going to be more of it, and things are going to pick up on this direction, I'm confident. But Barry the Usurper again, and the U.S. lawmakers stepping up their rhetoric against BP as it battles, I'm going to question that, but as it battles to stop the worst oil spill, and now they're back on this oil spill thing. They had it right for a while. They went to leak. You know, some people were talking geyser, but they're back to spill again. And they would in an article like this. You know, they're trying to make it possible for BP to survive this thing. Anyway, and there's going to be more on that, too. Representatives led by Peter Welch yesterday called on BP to suspend dividend payments. We mentioned that. But here's a little bit more. Quote, the share price is political. And in no way fundamental, close quote, said Jason Kenney, an analyst at ING Wholesale Banking in Edinburgh, in an emailed response to questions, quote, this is important. You know, sometimes we read these articles and we find one particular sentence or one particular reference that makes it worth doing. And for those of you, again, that have listened to this broadcast for a length of time, know that this is the one primary news source for this broadcast. I go up onto the Bloomberg website, and I try and read every article there every morning. That's a lot. It takes me about 3 hours to go through them all. But I'm looking and I'm watching. I'm following these various threads that come out of Michael Bloomberg's Bloomberg News out of New York, all right, city. So here's this very interesting and worthwhile sentence. Quote, the U.S. needs to realize it needs BP to survive to clean up the mess. Scapegoating has gone too far, close quote. The United States, this author says, this Jason Kenney at ING Wholesale Banking in Edinburgh, Scotland now, says, the United States needs to realize it needs BP to survive to clean up the mess. Scapegoating has gone too far. So you don't want to kill your milch cow as long as it's fresh, you know, as long as there's more milk coming. because if you do, you won't get any more milk, you won't have any cheese, and there will be no ice cream in the summer either. So don't kill the golden goose, you know what I'm saying? And that's what this fellow is saying as well. We need to look to this survival of BP in order so that they would be stay on the hook for the cleanup, because they've made a lot of statements, and we're going to need to, you know, that they've stepped up to the plate. They, you know, Barry the Usurper has said that they're going to be, that they're responsible, and that he's going to hold them accountable. Now, if responsibility and accountability go the way they ought to, then BP survival is going to be necessary to clean up the mess, all right? Higher than expected cash flows, low levels of borrowing in the company's asset give it, quote-unquote, significant capacity and flexibility in dealing with the cost of the responding to this incident. The environmental remediation and the payment of legitimate claims, BP said today. It faces this situation as a strong company. There's also lots of lawsuits pending out there. And as BP gets all lawyered up, and so do all the people in the Gulf area that are being impacted by this, British Petroleum, we don't want to see them all of a sudden go bankrupt and become one of those countries or companies in history that are too big to fail, if you know what I'm talking about. So let's go to this one and see a similar article. Now, this morning in the news, there have been, perhaps six or more of these little fits and false starts on articles as regards to BP. All of a sudden, there has been a shift in the rhetoric, if you will. People are starting to walk on eggshells as they approach this discussion. But here, writing for Bloomberg, Will Kennedy writes one sentence, no two. He says, here's the article's headline, BP says faces spill as a strong company generating cash flow. June the 10th, new news. BP PLC issued a statement saying it was not aware of any reason for recent share price movements. BP is facing the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico as a strong company and generating cash flow, the statement said. That's one of the shortest Bloomberg articles I think I've ever read. But there were several like this morning that are just little threads, just little fragments, intimating that perhaps somebody got started on an article and they were told to stop it, knock it off. Here's another one, again on BP, just for a few more minutes. BP show of support may fail to save Hayward as Obama attacks. This by Stanley Reed and Brian Swint. So a lot of the people are looking at this Tony Hayward to take the fall here. He's the fall guy that's been set up. He's the straw man that's going to get knocked down. And we know that it's going to happen. But anyway, here's the article. June 10th, Stanley Reed, Brian Swint, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. On the night of June the 7th, a group including Vittorio Coleo, the head of telecom company Vodafone PLC, Martin Sorrell, the chief of advertising firm WPP PLC, and John Sawyers, the director general of the intelligence agency MI6. Curious. Gathered on the sixth floor of BP PLC's London headquarters to show support for Tony Hayward, the company's beleaguered chief executive officer. What's up with that? Getting together for some wine and cheese, some crackers. Everybody's going to pat him on the back, so on and so forth. But what's with this? John Sawyers, the director general of the intelligence agency MI6. Put that one on your map. Anyway, here's a quote. We've learned that he is made of steel, close quote, BP chairman Carl Heinrich Svanberg said, as Hayward, dressed in a rumpled blue suit and dark checkered shirt, worked the room. This is elbow pumping. This is FaceTime. This is answering questions off the record, so to speak. Probably with a wet bar alongside and finger food on the tables. But again here, the 53-year-old CEO will testify before Congress next week. So they're not going to let this guy off the hook, nor should they. The show of support may not save Hayward, Bloomberg Businessweek reports in its June 11 issue. So when we come back from this break, we're going to go into this a little bit. They're going to start naming names about who might be taking his place.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've returned once again. We're taking a look at this article off the Bloomberg in regards to BP. They're basically in damage control here, and damage control big time. This article is going to reveal some of the names, some of the people that are being considered as replacements for Tony Hayward. This is, you know, the idea of a corporation, you know, in the first place, is they're like omnipotent, they're omnipotent, they're everlasting, they are legal fictions, they never die, they can just live on and on and on and on. And so it's important to understand that as this company saves its goodwill, saves its butt, covers itself, CYA, as it goes into the process of damage control here, they're going to have some changes of hands, changes of the guard at the top. They're going to move Hayward away, get him out of the general milieu, if you will, put somebody else up as the CEO. Hayward will go off and take up another post someplace else on the planet, working probably for BP or any of the dozens of companies that are involved with BP. We've already seen how this Trail of Tears develops through British Petroleum and then off to the Deepwater Horizon and the Transocean Company, now housed over in Switzerland, moving from their tax haven in the Cayman Islands. We picked up Anadarko as part of this group as well, Halliburton. We've got Nalco involved in it as well. So there's many different places, there's many different little rabbit holes and rabbit warrens where Tony Hayward could find a sucker, if you will, where he can go and lick his wounds for a little while, regroup, and come back again. So continuing, the show of support may not save Hayward. Bloomberg's Business Week reports in its June 11th issue, the day after the London party. Now they said that it's a party, you see. It's a party. It was a party. They didn't say that before, but I could sense it by the way it was written. They had a little meet and greet. They had a little cheese and wine celebration for Hayward. I don't know whether they were patting him on the back for accomplishing a new step as we move towards a green economy or just what. But anyway, Barry the Usurper said he'd have fired the BP chief if he were working for him. Well, you know, come on, Barry. Go kick some ass. Demands for a change in leadership will probably become irresistible, and that's the truth, said Gudmund Hall Isfeldt, an analyst at someplace in Norway's largest bank. Quote, both Hayward and the chairman are likely to go, he said in a phone interview from Oslo. That'll be down to pressure from politicians. That'll be down to pressure from politicians. I think it'll probably also be down to pressure from major stock and bondholders, too. Losing patience, investors may start to lose patience as well. BP shares have tumbled again this week, taking losses since the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded on April the 20th. Well, a drop, it went down 40%, a drop that's wiped out about 50 billion pounds or $70 billion U.S. off the value of the company. The cost of cleaning up the spill and settling claims may reach as much as $37 billion, according to Credit Suisse. Now, how they're already projecting out the costs would indicate to me that they have some idea of the schedule for getting this oil geyser to cease geysering, or they have a greater confidence that they will be able to do that, that they're able to come up, even if they're just wild A guesses, wags, pulled from the air, some guesses as to what the total bill will be for cleanup. Continuing, refining and marketing chief Ian Conn, or Iain Conn, 47 years old, has made a start at turning around BP's downstream business, where 2005 explosion at the Texas City refinery forced improvements to safety. So he's one. Should the board seek a change, the article continues, there are three leading inside candidates to succeed Hayward, analysts said. Andy Inglis, now all of these guys, with the exception of one, yes, with the exception of one, all of these guys are listed in the members of the board of directors and the corporate heads of BP, which you can go to the website, bp.com, I believe it is, britishpetroleum.com, go and click on the who we are or about us, and then look at the corporate structure and go through all of those people. Carefully read the little bios that they've got and then see what you can find in other research as to who these people are, where they came from, how long they've been with the company, what other companies are they members of. This is how I tracked down who Peter D. Sutherland was as far as how British Petroleum and Goldman Sachs were related. So we can do a little bit of work here on our own. Andy Inglis, 50, the head of the exploration and production, had been considered as Hayward's likely successor. His chances suffered after the calamity occurred in his unit. The next one, again, was refining and marketing chief Ian Conn, C-O-N-N, 47 years old, made a start at turning around BP's downstream business where the 2005 explosion at Texas City refinery forced improvements to safety. Boy, don't they just have a wonderful record. Another candidate is Robert Dudley, who's 54. He ran British Petroleum's Russian affiliate, TNK BP, until he left in 2008 during a battle with the company's Russian partners. On June the 5th, you might remember that battle with the Russian partners, by the way. Those are articles we had for you then. On June the 5th, Hayward put Dudley in charge of a special unit responsible for the cleanup operation. Dudley, born in New York and raised in Mississippi, you know, a good old American. He's just a down-home boy, right? Dudley, born in New York and raised in Mississippi, would be the first American CEO at the 101-year-old British company. Great job. If he does a good job or a great job at running the unit, there's no reason he can't go to the top, said Doogie Youngson, an analyst at Oh, my. Arbuthnot Securities Limited in London. To show the company is serious about changing the way it operates, BP's board may decide to bring an outsider in as chief executive officer for the first time ever. That's important, too. Now, who is this fellow? One possibility is Frank Chapman, who is 56 years old, head of BG Group PLC, who built the former state-owned gas driller into the biggest British-based oil and gas company after BP. He hugged Hayward sympathetically at the party. I wonder what else he was hugging him for, but anyway, nod, nod, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, John Brown, code pink, code pink. BP is clearly going to require a renewed focus on safety, said David Hart, an analyst at Westhouse Securities Limited in London. In deep water drilling, companies are pushing the bounds of technology, and perhaps industry-wide, there was not a great understanding of what would happen if things went wrong. And again, we talked about that with Mike Chambers on his broadcast, whether or whether not the General Electric Velco. It's hard to keep all of these names in order. Anyway, they're the ones that make the riser pipes. But we would wonder whether or not they had the appropriate tools for the job, whether they came to the job with the appropriate tools. Here's a little bit more. This one has to do with Mary Landry, okay? Mary Landry. Well, my goodness. Mary Landry sees game changer as the oil awaits the Atlantic hurricanes. Now, this is a June 10th Bloomberg article, Ben Elgin writing. He says Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry was up early on Saturday, April the 24th, blah, 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 trying to, paint her out as being, just the one we needed, She dashes off emails. She does all sorts of things. After serving 42 days as the coordinator of the U.S. government's response to the undersea gusher, now notice you move away from BP Pacific, where they call it an oil leak, and now we come into Mary Landry with the Coast Guard. Now they're using the term undersea gusher. You see how the writing process functions here? Landry is now preoccupied with planning. Thank you, Vetco Gray. Mike, thank you. Vetco Gray, the manufacturer of the riser pipes, okay? So after serving 42 days as the coordinator of the U.S. government's response to the undersea gusher, Landry is now preoccupied with planning for a second potential game-changing event, the Atlantic hurricane season that began on June the 1st. Now, I would bring it to your attention. If you remember during the Hurricane Katrina affair, that Ben Livingston with, I think it's Weather Modification or Weather Control, Inc., what could be Weather Modification, Inc., he has a fleet of aircraft and technical skill on board to be able to come in and work with hurricanes, all right? Now, they wouldn't allow him to fly against the Hurricane Katrina, but he cut his teeth over in Vietnam during that police action, that illegitimate devastation of the Vietnamese Laotian people. He cut his teeth over there, making sure that for the duration, the Ho Chi Minh Trail was one mud-sopped mess. And for any of you that spent time in Vietnam, you'd have to scratch your head and wonder why it rained every day. Well, we'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as the debacle in the Gulf continues, you know, there's been so many people with good ideas and talents and abilities from the past. People have, you know, advanced credentials and so on and so forth that have come forward with solutions, viable solutions to what's going on down there that have been turned away, that it leaves us all scratching our head. But certainly, if we're going to think of game changers, if we're going to think of the hurricane season as the potential game changer here, then I can't imagine how the federal government and British Petroleum could turn down perhaps working with Ben Livingston and his company, because if they can do what they have done repeatedly in the past, if they can do it again this season, if they could be contracted or on call to stand by and assault any forming hurricanes in the Gulf region and render them impotent and cast them to the sea, then it would be time and money well spent. And certainly with all of the legal attention that the ambulance chasers and all of the other attorneys are bringing against this issue and BP and perhaps the federal government and others, with all of the lawyers that are out there, maybe they would be able to convince, as a lobby, as a front, as a face, convince the federal government to insist that we have the right man on the job to combat any forming hurricanes this hurricane season between now and November, continuing as the public face of federal oversight. Landry brought optimism to news briefings. Now listen, what we're talking about here is an obfuscator. What we're talking about here is a rhetorician, She's basically, the only thing that I'm really getting from her in this article here is that they're very, very careful about the words that they're using. In other words, she seems to be a professional spinmeister. Whether she's going to add anything else to this or not, I don't know. But as the public face of federal oversight, you see that? The public face, as the face man, as the front person, as the puppet on the stage, she brought optimism to news briefings. And then she goes on and talks about her Facebook page. Is this, she says, where the glass is always three quarters full. I mean, come on, honey. Join us in the 21st century. That's the kind of stuff we wrote about in the 70s. As a hurricane planner. What do you mean, a hurricane planner? As a hurricane planner, she's keeping that outlook. Even though she says there's little that can be done besides arranging safe moorings for cleanup vessels. Honey, come into the 21st century, will you? You're in the military. Access a brilliant military mind and get involved with Ben Livingston. If he could keep the Ho Chi Minh mired down in mud for 20 years, maybe he can do something about stopping hurricanes, too. He says he can. They tried the last time. They pleaded with Congress to let him have a shot at it, and they wouldn't do it. Well, Landry, maybe it's going to be up to us this time to put the heat under her for this. Three efforts to staunch the flow of crude oil into the Gulf failed, peaking and blah, 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 and so on and so forth, and then it just continues. A bunch of claptrap, a bunch of nonsense. Let's go over here, pick it up a little bit differently. This article I tried to get to yesterday. It's one that I want to share with you this morning in regards to General Motors and Ford. They're boosting their Mexico output with $26 a day workers, okay? So we bail out GM. Ford, fortunately, didn't need the bailout, but we bail out GM, Chrysler, and all of that. And then what do? They turn around, they take that bailout money, and they go elsewhere, and they build their factories. Well, this news, Thomas Black, writing for Bloomberg, June 9th, yesterday's news, Mexico's share of North American auto production may rise at a quicker pace as General Motors, Ford Motor Company, and Chrysler Group, LLC, there's your tax dollars at work, seek out workers making less than 10% of what their U.S. counterparts earn. Now, I'll be the first to say that union wages are, in my estimation, far too high. But that's not to say that we need to then turn around and cut off our nose to spite our faces and go someplace and use virtual slave labor. But here's the article. Again, GM, Ford Motor, and Chrysler seeking out workers making less than 10% of what their U.S. counterparts earn. We can't compete with that. We can't compete with that. There's no way possible. The lower labor costs may help the U.S. companies build smaller cars profitably amid demand for fuel-efficient vehicles in the wake of last year's recession. Apparently, they forgot the wisdom of Henry Ford. Henry Ford wanted to pay his auto workers enough money so that they could afford to buy an automobile. If you take all of the jobs and send them to Mexico, I don't care how cheap the cars are that are coming back across the border, and I don't care how many illegals are in the trunk of those cars, people in the United States will still be jobless as our jobless numbers continue to top the charts, and none will be able to afford these more gasoline-efficient automobiles in the face of escalating gasoline prices, which you can count on happening. They've been talking about oil going permanently over $100 a barrel for the last 12 months. We got very close to that before this oil geyser erupted. Continuing, there's going to be more capacity put into North America, and Mexico is going to get more than its fair share, close quote. DeRozier said from Richmond Hill, Ontario. This is the lower labor costs may help the U.S. companies build smaller cars more profitably amid demand for the fuel-efficient vehicles. Mexico's gains will come at the expense of workers in the U.S. and Canada, said Dennis DeRozier, the president of DeRozier Automotive Consulting, Inc. Moves to Mexico may speed up when Chrysler and GM reduce some of the political pressure they face by paying back their government bailout money, said Michael Robinette, or Robinet, the vice president of global forecasting for CSM Worldwide in Northville, Michigan. The U.S. government has distributed about $80 billion in the auto industry financing program to support the industry. $80 billion of debt generated, laid, you know, it's not theirs to give, laid upon the children of the future. This Keynesian idea of spending your way into prosperity, $80 billion distributed to the auto industry financing program to support this industry, and they're going to Mexico to make the cars. DeRozier says Mexico's share of North American auto production will rise to 19% over the next decade from an average 12% now, from 2000 to 2009. Over the same period, the U.S. will lose 7 percentage points to 65% of the market, and Canada will share, will hold at least 16%, he said. So we've got 16% going north, we've got 19% going south, and the United States is sitting here with our corporations bringing us back automobiles, and we've only got about 60% of the deal. Average wages? GM workers in Mexico earn wages and benefits of 340 pesos a day. Now, what's a peso today? All right, it's been the same for a long time. You can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. So these workers, Mexican workers, earn wages and benefits. That's the whole package. That's not what they take home in their pocket. That's the whole package. That's wages and benefits of 340 pesos a day, which is the equivalent of $26.40. That's a daily wage. And it's not the daily wage. It's wages and benefits. That ain't what's in the paycheck. That's not on their little envelope at the end of the week. This is just the total on an average, or less than $4 an hour. And we have $7 and change for minimum wage here in the United States. These guys are running at about half of the minimum wage, and they're working in auto plants. Head of the union of GM's 5,000 workers in Saltillo, a city that makes one in four Mexican autos. Ford workers in the United States earn about $55 an hour with benefits, compared with $50 an hour for the Toyota Motor Corporation's U.S. workers. You see the disparagements there? There is no way to compete in that marketplace. There is no way to compete in that marketplace. It's just not going to happen. All right? Continuing, Representative John Dingell, a Michigan Democrat, said U.S. automakers, yes, that's what he said. Representative John Dingell, kind of queer language here, a Michigan Democrat, said U.S. automakers that receive government assistance should work to preserve U.S. jobs. All right? So the automakers and the unions need to be out in full force against outsourcing. But because they are typically Democrat, they're peculiarly silent on the issue. And that is their own hurt. It goes against them. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side, begin hour number two. Stay with us. A lot more to come.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, that for sure, in the first hour. Went through a whole gob at a bunch of stuff. We're still going there. A lot of BP news, but different, a little bit different news this time. We're looking at the financial impacts and some of the financial blowback, some of the cleanup blowback that's starting to surface now in the news as more and more people are looking at this issue and they're trying to keep us from looking undersea at what is really happening geologically in that region. Anyway, covered that, went through that. Now we're into another article, this about General Motors, and it's a rather revealing in that we can see some of the wages and the wage disparagements between the U.S. workers and Mexican workers vying for the same production jobs for General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford. So this article continues, and it says General Motors workers in Mexico earn wages and benefits again of 340 pesos a day or $26.40 an hour on an average, which is less than $4 U.S. an hour, whereas, and compared with Ford workers in the U.S. earning $50 an hour, that's your union wage for you, and Toyota Motor Corporation's U.S. workers, Ford was making $55 and Toyota's paying their guys $50 an hour, all right? That's a lot of money, my friends. That's a lot of money. They're 2,020 hours a year, 2,020 hours, work hours in a year if you take a two-week vacation. So these guys are down there making automobiles, earning $100,000 a year. Unbelievable, in my opinion. Unthinkable when I was a younger man to think that you could make $100,000 a year working in an auto factory. Unbelievable amount of money. But that's the way it goes with collective bargaining. That's the way it goes once you go down this socialist rabbit trail. Once you get involved with unionized labor, that's the way it goes. And I'm a journeyman carpenter, by the way. In addition, my mother used to say I've worn a lot of hats, and I have worn a lot of hats. And one of the hats that I wore was as a union journeyman, carpenter's union, journeyman layout foreman. It's pretty good wages. I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $26, $27 an hour at the time. Certainly not $55 an hour, but it was better than the average wage. Anyhow, here's a quote. I understand the economic argument for the offshoring of production, but I think the practice is reprehensible, close quote. This is John Dingell, Michigan Democrat, said in an email. Quote, U.S. automakers have benefited greatly from federal largesse and should feel morally compelled to retain and create as many domestic jobs as possible. And maybe it's time to rethink and renegotiate those union contracts and to bring that a little bit more in line from a global standpoint so the temptation for manufacturers to offshore would be somewhat less. You know, you cannot always get a 10% increase. You can't always have a wage increase every single year, every time you turn around. You know, government does it, and look at the mess they've made. So why would we do it anywhere else? Unless you've actually increased your skills or increased your production or increased your output or more units are being sold at a higher price, then, you know, wages need not necessarily go up. Continuing, in addition to labor costs, automakers are attracted to Mexico because of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and the country's proximity to the U.S., Robinet said. Other benefits include Mexico's more than 30 free trade accords with European Union members, Japan, Colombia, and other countries, and quality that matches the U.S. and Canada, he said. So the factories are well built, apparently, and the workers seem to be doing all right for $4 an hour. And with all of these various international agreements, they're able to clean our clock, competitively speaking. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again here on our Thursday, June the 10th, 2010, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in the second hour, as all our AM and FM affiliates come back from the top of the hour news and weather and sports break. But we're joined this morning especially by Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. I'm so very thankful for them for broadcasting this broadcast to their local listening audiences. In the first hour, of course, we're talking about news, and lots of news. BP, of course, is in the news. But we're looking at it from the financial aspect, and in the last segment, we looked at General Motors. We started inquiring about GM. going to Mexico and perhaps Brazil and other places, taking advantage of all of the NAFTA loopholes, all of that giant sucking sound that we were warned about as jobs flood to Mexico and even to Canada to the north. You know, every time I go to Canada, everything is free. I love the Canucks. They're good friends, good people up there, largely. But nevertheless, it's still jobs leaving this country at a time when we cannot afford to hemorrhage another 431,000 jobs that we just reported. I didn't report on it this morning, but it's in the news. You can go up to Bloomberg.com, click on the economy link, follow it over on the right-hand side, click on economy again, and it'll open up the EconoDay reports on a day-by-day basis, shows you what the economic calendar looks like, and we had job reports in the news again today. I'm loath to even report on them as error-filled as they have been in the past. But nevertheless, they say another 430,000 people signed up for unemployment this week. I don't see how 400,000 people can be continuously signing up week after week after week after week. I mean, one of these days we're going to have to report that the only one person signed up for unemployment today, and I guess it'll be the last worker in America. But anyway, let's continue. In addition to labor costs, automakers are attracted to Mexico again because of the North American Free Trade Agreement and the country's proximity to the United States. And there's lots of other benefits as well, especially when you look at things like Environmental Protection Agency regulations and all of the various and sundry bales and bales and bales of legislation that stand between where a businessman might be today and where he needs to be in the future to be competitive. Our own Congress has, you know, driven most of the employers off the shores. U.S. and Canadian unions have made concessions to bring costs at older factories in line with Toyota's and Honda Motor Company's U.S. plants. Ron Gettelfinger, the outgoing United Auto Workers president, oversaw an agreement to allow lower wages for new hires. Well, that's a start in the right direction. We have strengths, we have weaknesses, we cannot overlook that. So we're going to need to be thinking about all of this as we try and come to understand what is Plan B. How do we move forward? We need to be honest with ourselves and realize that we've gotten ourselves into a real mess this time, Ollie. A real mess and a real mess indeed. And obviously we're not getting any relief from Congress, and so we're going to need to come up with these ideas ourselves and then push the envelope. And it also, with the ever-present looming, you know, they call it cap and trade. That's really not the way I believe that we should talk about it, is this Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 coming back in 2.0 and 3.0 and 4.0 versions. It's trying to fulfill the agreements, the hopes, the dreams that were lost at Copenhagen. They're going to have another one of these climate change meetings down in Mexico, I believe, sometime soon. The United Nations Agenda 21, the Sustainable Development Agenda, continues to move forward. All of these things work together. But you notice the silence, the absolute silence from the unions in regards to cap and trade. You would think that the coal workers and all of the various and sundry people that work in electrical generating plants would be coming unglued as we start talking about wind generators and things like that and solar panels. You'd think that the unions would come unglued and come out, but they're not. Why? Because they're Democrats. It's amazing to me, but they are, all right? They support the Democratic Party, and so they would never come out against a Democratic president and a Democratic majority in Congress. They would rather suffer all of the losses for their union members, if we go away from coal and other, you know, natural gas and petroleum, they would rather suffer all of the losses than to step up to the plate and actually argue for, you know, speak truth to power and bring reason to the discussion. But, unfortunately, all the workers in those unions will lose their employments while their union stood by and did nothing. First they came for the gypsies, then they came for the Jews, right? Last month, Ford reopened an assembly plant in Cotitlan. Oh, my. It's got to be someplace weird in Mexico. Anyway, to build the 2001 Fiesta cars. Fiesta. Oh, brother. They come with a piñata hanging in the back seat, probably. Anyway, the factory will generate 2,000 jobs and is part of a $3 billion in investments announced since 2008. In the U.S., Ford has closed four assembly plants since 2006 and plans to close four more facilities by the end of 2011. Ford's investment, Mexico was responsible for 14.2% of Ford's U.S.-Mexican car production last year and 16% in 2008, compared with 11.8% in 2006. You can see how it's just stacking up more and more and more. For every dollar Ford invested in Mexico during the past 5 years, the company spent $7 in the U.S. But look at the differential. They're making $4 an hour in Mexico. The companies are having to spend $50 to $55 an hour in the U.S. The ratio here of $1 to the Mexican plant to $7 in the U.S. plant is a wash when you look at it from that standpoint. They might spend $7 for a plant here, but they're going to get more of a return on their investment for the $1 invested in Mexico. In North America, here's the quote, it's all about utilizing our existing footprint. Now, I can't tell you how sick I'm getting of this footprint. All right, we hear about it all the time, your carbon footprint, that footprint. Here in this article, we're talking about the automotive industry's footprint in America. And in the Landry article, I didn't read that paragraph, but it included their footprint, the Coast Guard's footprint in the Gulf oil situation. Anyway, we keep hearing this word footprint all the time. This is a talking point. It's coming into public. It's part of the Newspeak dictionary, the glossary for 2010. Continuing, auto production. Production fell in both countries last year by 28% to 1.5 million units in Mexico and 34% to 5.56 million in the U.S. So we're still outproducing them unit for unit about 5 to 1. Continuing, this year, U.S. production in April rose 40% from a year earlier to an annualized rate of 7.05 million vehicles. Well, that's still quite a lot of vehicles that are coming on the line new. How many of those are sitting out there all across America? When you take that number and you divide it out, 3,066 counties all across the United States, and in every single county, one or more dealerships, then that doesn't look like that many automobiles, especially when you put 20 or 30 of them, cars and trucks combined, on a dealer's lot. Anyway, 7.05 million vehicles manufactured. Mexico's output jumped 77% and is on pace to top 2008. So that's a huge jump. They jumped 77%. The U.S. production rose 40%. Again, they're kicking our butt, cleaning our clocks. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so we are back one more time again, and there's just so very much out there in the news that we could be looking at, and some things that are not being discussed, and that's for sure as well. So we've got all of this going on in the Gulf of Mexico. Some say, you know, make it happen. Some say let it happen. So I still pretty much lean towards the accident, although Halliburton's influence in this, they certainly had not only the means, but they had the motive. And they had the opportunity, so we may have to bump it up from an accident to a make it happen. I certainly hope that's not the case. I really do. You've got to look, follow the money. Where do they profit? How is British Petroleum going to profit in this? Will they be able to suffer the this process and still come out as a beyond petroleum, sustainable development, alternative energy mega corporation, or will this be their death knell? Hard to say. But anyway, I'm going to withhold judgment until we get the rest of the story, if we ever do get the rest of the story. But this article, again, as we look at the magicians, we talk about outsourcing of jobs, we look at all of the telemed. I missed an article yesterday. I didn't miss the article, didn't have time to talk about it yesterday, but we had an interesting article coming out where they're merging the databases and setting up new database companies to archive every bit of information about your physical health and through this idea of the Obamacare thing. We could have talked about that, didn't. Anyway. All the news, all the rage, all the discussion was about Goldman Sachs up until the time that the oil geyser blew its top. And so now all of the discussion is away from what's happening with this Goldman Sachs issue. And this is an issue, and this is something that's important. Here's a little bit off of Bloomberg. Joshua Gallo and Christine Harper, Goldman Sachs or Goldman Sachs Hudson CDO, said to be the target of a second SEC probe. So these guys are on the hot seat. They're having not only criminal charges brought against them, but civil charges as well. And they are, you know, with J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the two biggest financial culprits on the planet. Let's go on to this a little bit further here. Goldman Sachs Group, as I like to say, Goldman Sachs, $2 billion Hudson Mezzanine Collateralized Debt Obligation. Now, that's a CDO, Collateralized Debt Obligation. It's not the same as a credit default swap. It's Collateralized Debt Obligation. Sold in 2006, is the target of a probe by the Securities and Exchange Commission, according to persons with a knowledge of the matter. In other words, someone behind the curtain said. Experts say the inquiry into the CDO may not lead to any additional actions against the New York-based securities firm, said the person who declined to be identified because the investigation is in public, probably in fear of his life. Michael Duvalli, a spokesman for Goldman Sachs, declined to comment, as did SEC spokesman John Nestor. The Financial Times reported the probe yesterday, so I guess you go up and look at the Financial Times. .com probably, and find the report that they published yesterday. Goldman Sachs shares have fallen 26% since the SEC filed a fraud lawsuit against the firm on April the 16th. So not only did Goldman dump its BP shares and Tony Hayward and everybody else probably that were insiders on this issue, but their shares themselves, Goldman's shares themselves, are dumping. They've fallen 26% since the SEC filed a fraud lawsuit. This is the way we can get these dominoes to start dropping. This is, this is some of the best news out there. It really is. Senator Carl Levin, we talked about him when the Senate committee was grilling Lloyd Blankfein. Senator Carl Levin, who chaired that committee, by the way, Michigan Democrat, said in April that Goldman Sachs' sales of CDOs such as Hudson raised a real ethical issue. Ethics are big stuff in all of this stuff, all of this discussion. These guys could actually go against Goldman Sachs and bring these cretins low if it were possible to do so. And J.P. Morgan Chase needs to be in here, too. I mean, you could look at J.P. Morgan Chase and say, okay, this is the Federal Reserve banking system. And you could look at Goldman Sachs and you could say, okay, this is the U.S. Treasury. It's just about that big. Let's go to Brian, who's calling in from Arizona. Click on that right there and go live. Good morning, Brian.
Was that a Freudian slip when you said Goldman Sachs?
You ain't Freudian, baby.
Yeah, and JP Morgan, I made my money. I inherited it.
Yeah.
With this $20 million Christmas home in Telluride that my friend did all the stone and granite work in that he lives in 10 days out of the year.
Well, that's the way they like to do it. They need to have a place to stash all their artwork and their extra limousines.
Exactly. He wanted the job as the caretaker for 355 days of the year, and they said, oh, we already have our own.
Well, they do, and for many years I lived right next door to, you might remember the big kingpin out there in the trucking industry, J.B. Hunt. Well, I lived right next door to his couple of thousand-plus acre hunting lodge, the Bighorn Lodge, and it was just basically a place where for a few weeks of the year, they'd get together and they'd go out and kill their pent-up elk, you know. And it was a rather interesting development, but they had caretaker staff there year-round.
Yeah. Nothing like living like the peasants like us, huh?
Well, no. It's pretty amazing when you see the lifestyle that some of them lead. He had another ranch, the High Lonesome, I think it was, down in Arkansas, and he had other places around the United States as well. But, he would come sometimes with his big tour bus and bring along the Harley Davidson, or he'd ride the Harley Davidson over, and the tour bus would follow him, or a limousine, or whatever. And they used to entertain the NBA basketball stars and other people. The CEOs would come, and they'd hang around in Glad Hand, and then they'd go out and kill one of their tied-up elk.
I tell you, the guy who died way too soon was Jordy Hormel. He bought the McEwen Mansion here. I hear that they cannot keep spam elves in this economy.
Well, it's just going to continue to go, but this is the idea of the new feudalism, the new global feudalism. In every county, there will be a new count, and then we'll all just do homage to our count, and they'll hold us to account for all of our tax revenue. And the sheriff, the sheriff, all of this stuff from the past is coming forward again as they transition from global to local and they bring the power to the edge.
Well, the new cry of the New World Order is, he who has nothing shall have less, and that which he has shall be taken from him.
It sounds rather biblical to me.
So what's your take on the BP? Is it intentional, or are they just letting it get out of control for some other purpose? What are your thoughts there? There's another biblical deal.
Well, I think that as it continues, what may have happened there was something that they were not able to anticipate, and or they tried to bring this thing into production. And then Halliburton's cementing job may have failed. And in cementing it improperly, it caused other grief to happen. But overall, you know, Brian, I'm reluctant to come out and say, well, they made it happen or they let it happen. I want to leave it as an accident. And you've been involved in business long enough to know I still haven't conclusively shown where the honeypot is going to be, how they would profit. You know, I always want to follow the money in the research, and I'm not seeing where British Petroleum, where they would profit in this quite yet. Hang on right there. We'll come back with your comments on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And folks, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on the discussion, as Brian has from Arizona, you're certainly welcome to do that. Again, it's 866-841-1065. Brian, as I stated before we went into the break, you know, even though we can understand that British Petroleum may very well be embarked upon an idea here of further consolidation in fewer hands, the production and the distribution, the exploration of petroleum products on the planet, I still can't see where they're going to immediately profit from this particular incident. Can you?
Well, we also didn't understand how Larry Silverstein was going to profit when he sued two acts of terrorism on the World Trade Center, and we didn't understand how they profited at the time when we later find out that the EPA went in there in 1997 and said the buildings would be unsafe and have to come down by 2007, and it was going to cost the New York Port Authority $1 billion to put a scaffolding all the way to the top and bring them down piece by piece due to the asbestos and the amount of asbestos in them. And we also didn't understand how many wars and how many endless wars over terrorism that we would fight. I mean, there were a lot of things we didn't understand at the time of 9/11 that we do now.
Exactly, and so we're still...
It took a while to unwind it.
Yeah, so I'm still in the process of that unwinding, looking at this incident, trying to figure out just how they would actually profit. Definitely, it will block out a lot of the smaller players from the oil market as the cost of insuring the rigs goes up, as the regulations and the equipment in order to make those exploratory wells and bring wells to production goes up. All of that is there. The argument or between Russia, all of the BRIC nations, if you will, they're bringing oil into the circulation. All of that is there. So, you know, again, I'm still looking for a way that British Petroleum can profit off this well. We can understand why they're allowing it to continue to gusher, if they, in fact, they are allowing it to continue. I mean, we've heard reports now recently that the bed of the sea may have actually cracked. There may be fissures that are leaking that are beyond their ability to contain at this point. They may very well have tapped into a body of crude oil at under such pressure with gases and other things attenuant that it just busted like the top of a volcano. That's a possibility, too. So there's a lot still out there for discussion. We're only 50 days into it, 51, and I certainly haven't got all the answers yet. But good points. I don't know how we'll go forward with this. Certainly, we've gained a lot of ground in our own ability to do forensic analysis in the post 9/11 days, and I look for everybody's contribution as we move forward on the oil spill too. Maybe we will find out how they profit. Maybe we will be able to follow the money.
We'll get to the bottom of it eventually. I think it's to the point that they can't do any more false flag terror with buildings or destruction. So maybe they do it a different way. But I mean, they do nothing but sit in rubber rooms and figure this stuff out while they count their money and get that pain at the base of their thumb from counting $100 bills.
Well, anybody that watched Levin grilling Blankfein knows that Lloyd Blankfein, for all that he is and may very well be the head shed of Goldman Sachs, he's a slimy, soulless being. He's a slimy snake. If his answers to the senator and the committee are indicative of his mental acumen, and he wasn't just running on concealment mode. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer there either. So, you know, their whole empire may be challenged in this decade, and we might live long enough to see it happen. But, hey, I thank you for your call, Brian. I'm going to go back to the...
Welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to go back into the discussion for the balance of the hour. I really do want to go back into... our study expanded a little bit on John Stuart Mill. There's so much that we can learn from him, so many things that he's written about that influence politics. This is the season of politics. We only have just about 2 months now until the August elections. Certainly here, I'm going to need to bite the bullet and get involved in my political campaign to see if I can make some kind of a showing out of it. But all across the United States, we just had reports yesterday. Mrs. Lincoln down in Arkansas kept her spot, and she's going to be challenging now the Republican. There's lots of people out there that are involved in political campaigns. And, you know, until and unless we have a change of heart in Congress, until we can change the composition of the Congress, there ain't going to be no change going forward. I mean, we're going to have just an endless panoply rolled out of these various and sundry incidents that'll keep us all scratching and stepping and fetching, you know, as they say, with our hair on fire and our butts catching. So I'd like to bring out the political side of this as well. It was politics that created the Federal Reserve banking system, Part A, Part B, and Part C in this country, and it's politics that can bring it low. It certainly is that. But until, like I said, until there's political will to do that, there will be no change. So when John Stuart Mill wrote his Representative Government, it's quite a treatise. There are many parts to it, and I'm just going to give you a little bit out of the table of contents to see the extent of where it can go, and would encourage you to either go up on the web, Ellery Books or some other bookseller, and see if you can't acquire either a copy of this particular one. This edition that I have is kind of like a college book, but it's an Everyman's Press book. It was put out by the J.M. Dent & Sons Limited out of London, Everyman's Library, John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism, Liberty, Representative Government, Selections from Auguste Comte and Positivism, edited by an H.B. Acton, University of Edinburgh, 1964 to 1974, and this was printed and published. The copy that I have was printed in 1988. But originally it was copyrighted in 1972, so it's been around in this form for a long time, and I'm sure that there are other works, other editions that are available, maybe even some online that you could just go up and grab. But Representative Government is one of the treatises that we're going to look at. It goes this way. He's got a bunch of different segments of it. To what extent forms of government are a matter of choice? The criterion of a good form of government. That the ideally best form of government is representative government. And, of course, here I say every day I'm an advocate for the abolition of the established two-party political system and the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. I, too, understand that the representative system of government is ideally the best form of government. We'll find out more about that as we study John Stuart Mill. Continuing the fourth part here, fourth chapter in this heading, is under what social conditions representative government is inapplicable. There are cases where a representative government or system of government just doesn't function. Continuing, of the proper functions of representative bodies. I mean, how many people could actually even define what is representation? What is a representative? Is there a system of representative government? Is it even possible? Is it desirable in the 21st century? I think these are all questions that we need to have in our mind as we move forward. Of the infirmities and dangers to which representative government is liable, in other words, the weaknesses. We always look for we analyze and we dissect and we bring out and list all of the strengths. But at the same time, we have to be honest enough to recognize and analyze, diagnose, and list all of the weaknesses. Continuing, of the extension of suffrage. It was at this time, at the time that he was writing, back in the 1860s, that the idea of one man, one vote, and equal suffrage between men and women started to come on the scene. Not until then. Not until then at all. Should there be two stages of elections? In other words, should there be primaries and generals? Two stages of election, of the modes of voting. This will bring in all manner and sundry of studies, but the hair system, proportional representation comes in. I mean, the way that we've got it set up right now is just one way. There are other ways to run a system of representative government. Perhaps with the introduction of the Internet, there could be vastly improved ways to have government, but we haven't tried them yet. Continuing, of the duration of parliaments. How long should a parliament or how long should Congress sit? And how often should they sit? Was it ever intended by any of our founders that this would become a full-time job and that it would become a lifelong career? Not in the writings of John Stuart Mill. Not in his mind. Ought pledges to be required for members of parliament? How much longer are we going to allow dual citizenships between Israel and the United States to exist inside of our government at all of the top agencies and in the seated in Congress as well? Should a pledge be required? How long would people put up with this idea of Barry the Usurper having to stumble through the oath of office three times and have to take the last one in private? Should we sit for that? What about his birth records? Ought pledges to be required for members of parliament? How about of a second chamber? Okay, at this time we had the House of Lords there in England and the House of Commons. Here we have a similarity between the Senate and the representatives, U.S. House of Representatives. So much is the same. We basically just cookie cutter to England and brought them over here. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh my, here we go, sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast again, not having really taken enough time to go into to do service for John Stuart Mill's writings, but we're going to, even if I have to keep working at it little bit by little bit by little bit. But continuing again from the table of contents from the On Representative section, this big lengthy treaty of 18 parts, 18, notice that now, but of 18 parts, and then of the executive in a representative government. You know, what role does the executive truly play in a representative system of government? Remember that John Stuart Mill's writing in England at the time, so he's thinking about the Crown and the Parliament assembled, the monarch, the House of Lords, the House of Commons. But he's also thinking internationally, across the all spectrums, too. He's examining the form of government and bringing it to the light of day. And again, you know, as Mike Chambers has said, often said on his broadcast, is it time, and I believe, and I agree with Mike, that it is time that we reevaluate, reassess just what is the proper role of government. And I think that's what we're going to find much to learn from John Stuart Mill here as we study representative government. Continuing, of nationality as connected with representative government. You know, do we have nations? Is there a law of nations? Or is there not? What is the idea of nationality, of nations, tongues and tribes and creeds and peoples, you know, as we're overrun by illegal aliens that don't want to put off the garment, their old garment, and take on the new when they come here to our shores? They want to bring their old garment, their old ways, their old customs, their old tongues, their own tribes with them and dilute and diminish the nationality of our peoples, of federal representative governments, this idea of strong centralized bodies. And recall that this being written in the 1860s in the roll-up to the War of Northern Aggression as the bankers from 1812, isn't it funny, you know, from 1812, the War of 1812 to 2012, 200 years between the second assault of England on the United States and perhaps the final assault on the United States with this 2012 Vision 2020 statements and all of the other stuff that's coming with it. Anyhow, more to that. Of federal representative governments, what do we need to know? What can we know about a centralized system, federal systems, this federal covenant, this compact by and between the states? Of the government of dependencies by a free state. How do we deal with Haiti? How do we deal with the other areas that we have? There's so many of them, I can't remember them all. All right, all these other places. How do we deal with all of these countries where we, the United States of America, have bases on foreign soil? And, of course, you've got to understand that when we bring in the bases on the foreign soil, we then become the rulers of their countries. They don't put the bases there with all of the jets and the warcraft, you know, there just because they think it's convenient to do it. We've basically just declared that we've now planted our flag on their soil, and we're ready to back up all of our treaties and conventions and rules and regulations and our ambassadorial requests with the force of arms if necessary. And they allow it, and they like it that way, apparently. They like the money that comes in. Look at the, you know, number one GDP, what, drugs in Afghanistan, and number two, servicing the American military. So there's a lot that we can learn from this, and let's just pick up just once again just the barest little bit out of the introduction to this section. He says this in this preface to this lengthy treaty, and we're going to go through it part by part as well as I can for as many days as we can. Those who have done me the honor of reading my previous writings will probably receive no strong impression of the novelty from the present volume. In other words, he's starting right out as a prolific writer. And go back and listen if you missed the bio from the encyclopedia. As a prolific writer, as a very, I would say, very intellectual individual, a very well-schooled individual, self-schooled, homeschooled, and self-made thinker. He's different from John Locke. His writings are different from John Locke. Yeah, he still writes in kind of an open and conversational way, but you've got to understand how powerful an influence logic plays in his writings. He proves his arguments. He establishes premise. Then he comes to his conclusions. And he argues effectively. So it's a little different. And he's some 200, what, years later after John Locke's writings. But strongly influencing what's happening in today as well. So again, those who have done me the honor of reading my previous writings will probably receive no strong impression of novelty from the present volume. And so what he's doing is he's bringing together under one head, under one volume, many things he'd written about in the past. And he continues, "For the principles are those to which I have been working up during the greater part of my life." In other words, he didn't just come up with it. He didn't just whip up this book in one summer on vacation someplace at a villa. He's been working this up his whole life. It's much the same way as the writings of Ludwig von Mises or Ayn Rand or others who have been working towards developing their understanding of greater things over a lifetime and have written and written and written, you know, prodigiously for many, many years. And you can go back and you can follow their thread. You can follow the development of their writing that way. But continuing, for the principles are those to which I have been working up during the greater part of my life, and most of the practical suggestions have been anticipated by others or by myself. And so even though I say that, you know, this is, we've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions, most of my solutions center around my concept of Plan B. But Plan B is not original to me. This is stuff that I've gotten just from people like John Stuart Mill and so many others. It seems to be the best course forward. It seems to be the best way forward. The abolition of the established two-party political system, which serves nothing more than to fulfill the goal of dividing the people, pitting A against B, pitting the R's against the D's, bringing in this spirit of division and sowing among the people the spirit of pluralism. Pluralism as a new form of government, the public-private partnership, corporatist America, and globally as well. But again, just like John Stuart Mill, Plan B that I wrote and I hopefully will soon have up on the website, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, either one will get you there, becomevocallocal.com. Just as soon as I can figure out whether I need to bring these writings in as PDF files or some other way to get them into this HTML programming language, but of which I'm still just a novice, even less than that, rank amateur. Continuing, and also I believe in much that is brought forward in their support. In other words, he's had enough time to suffer the fire. He's been over the target long enough to take the flak. And in taking the flak, he's reevaluated his work and his writings. And yet he says he can bring it forward because of the support that others have given him for his ideas. Several of the opinions at all events, if not new, are for the present as little likely to meet with general acceptance as if they were. Not everything that he advanced where it was accepted by the people in his time. Remember, you have the Whigs and the Tories. These are the philosophical radicals. This is a philosophically radical mind writing amongst a group of philosophically radical people who are altering the course of history. This is the old conservatives and liberals, the conservatives and liberals, the Whigs and the Tories, and then came along the philosophical radicals, and all things changed. It seems to me, he continues, however, from the various indications and from none more than the recent debates on the reform of Parliament, that both conservatives and liberals, notice the use, he uses them, capitalized, both conservatives and liberals, if I may continue to call them what they still call themselves, you see, even at his time he was bringing forth certain censure and contempt, much the way that I speak of Republicans and Democrats. And deigned to even speak of libertarians and constitution and the rest of it. As I've said time and time again, if one party will make you sick and two party doesn't do you any better, then 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 can be no better either. It's just all going in the wrong way. It supports the spirit of division. The abolition of the political party system, I believe, is the best action we could be taking. But as he says, even if I might continue to call them what they still call themselves, have lost confidence in the political creeds which they nominally profess. In other words, even at his time, the parties had lost confidence in the stuff that they'd come out originally believing. And you've got to understand that the Republican Party, the radical red Republican Party of Lincoln, started out, in my opinion, as little more than a communist front group, all right? And that the Democratic Party, which was formerly the Democratic Republican Party of Thomas,
taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where 1,000
Substance abusers require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.